Blog Talk Radio.
Church. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I tell you, as always, see, you know, so much going on in our nation today. And we, as the body of Christ, we need to get on board and get to work because we're running out of time. Try to come on early yesterday. You know how the enemy is always trying to discourage you, but nevertheless, we must go on. This means I want you to know that, you know, as I always say, we're running out of time. Jesus soon will come. And he's coming back to a very church without spot or wrinkles in our life. I pray today that you would take an examination of your life before time is too late. We here at the Ready Church are trying to help people to get ready. So much we've seen over the past years, and everything has changed, and the Word of God says in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 5, talks about the changes in the time. Change, you know, just changes around about us in this thing. But one thing for sure, we know that Jesus Christ is still the same. He can be the same today, yesterday, evermore. Thank God for that. We see that the church is very confused and very complacent. Some of it and everything that's going on in the house of God. It's very discouraging. Sometimes you just feel like throwing up your hand and just saying, well, you know, then he tells us to just keep on sharing his word, maybe to reach somebody in this last hour. We want to make a difference. We're counting. You know, we've been running from the Lord a long time. I still haven't gotten tired of running from him, you know, yet. And I just thank him. My friend, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you, God, for allowing us another opportunity to share your word. God, I pray that you think in my mind, speak in my lips of clay. Help me make a difference with the count of God. We know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you still, Almighty God, you still King of Kings, and you still Lord of all. You're still saving, you're still healing, and you're still delivering, oh God, in this name. We just thank you, God. We pray you'll make a difference. We're accountable, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell the devil he's defeated on tonight. The word of God says so. God won the victory 2,000 years ago, and he's still the same. Today, yesterday, and forevermore. Start with John chapter 10. Tonight, it says, verse 1 says, brother, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as the thief and the robber. How many know that people are trying to climb up another way, trying to get into the house of God a different way? You know, the Bible talks about there will be another Jesus. So what we're seeing today in our society is the enemy trying to use another Jesus, another way of getting to God. You know, they're saying that there are many ways to God, but the Word of God said that Jesus is the only way. We need to stick with the Word of God. We need to get back to the Bible, get back to basic Bible truth. Don't let the enemy deceive you and explain his power. He said, girl, I say unto you, keep that entrance locked. Now, not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the, to him the porter's booth, the door open, and the sheep hears his booth. And he calls out his own sheep by his name, and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follows him. Well, they know his voice. See, that's the thing. The church didn't keep their guards up. The watchmen, the Word of God said, they're like dumb dogs. You know, they went running and hungering after money and not teeing on the path of righteousness. So the Word of God said that the sheep knows the shepherd's voice. When you talk to God, you know his voice. So when this strange doctrine starts coming into the house of God, if you have been watching and praying, you have not been taken away, like a lot of people have been taken away from the truth. Don't mean that they're not in the church, but they've been taken away from the truth. You're in the church, but not hearing truth. They're in the church and just doing in and everything. They're hearing another voice. But we're supposed to stay on the path of righteousness. But his name says, he says, and a stranger will they not follow. See, when you're following Jesus, and when this new age stuff came along, with, like I was talking about the charisma, the charismatic movement, which means charm and, you know, it was really witchcraft. They said witchcraft in America. So we know that the devil is behind witchcraft, which is rebellion, and the church is rebellious now because they don't want to hear truth, but they want to do things their own way. But the Word of God had already told us that the seducer was coming and seduce you, take you away from truth. That's what a seducer do. He comes to take from you. And the Word of God told us right here, if you have followed the Word of God and heard his voice, he said, and a stranger, they will not follow. But when the charismatic movement came out, which I thought it was even strange even when it came out, because we hadn't heard of, they wasn't talking about the charismatic movement. It snuck in. You know, the Word of God said it in the book of Jude, said they crept in unaware. Now, the Bible said that we are to be holy. It didn't say we're to be Baptist, we're to be Pentecostal, we're to be Methodist, or we have to be Presbyterian. It's to be ye holy. That's what he wants to be. Whatever church you in, you need to be ye holy. But this Bible says, and King James Version, we're going to stick with that because the New International Version, I mean, I had that Bible myself when it first came out. Everybody was changing over. Okay, saying it's more easier to understand. But the Word of God says, even in the King James Version, he's without understanding, let him ask of God. That's what we're supposed to do, ask God. But like I said, the NIV has taken out a lot. When I start comparing the scripture with the scriptures, a lot of the verses that was in the King James Version was taken away. That was a trick of the enemy. This charismatic movement moved in. People got their eyes on the true Word of God, which I said charisma or charismatic, which means charm. It's witchcraft, you know, come to take away from you, you know, the truth. And that's what happened to the church today. That's why the church looked like it looks today. The church is sick. The church is a sin-sick church. And we're supposed to be, the word of God said that Jesus came to heal us. He came to save us, heal us, to set us free. And the church is no longer doing that. So we've gotten away from the mission that Christ has called us for. When Jesus was on the earth, most of the deliverance, casting out devils, casting out demons. That was his mission. You know, just he come to set us free from the hands of the enemy. We were bound up, we were yoked up, we were tied up in sin. The word of God said we were born in sin and shaped into iniquity. So Jesus came to set men free and to restore us back where man fell, where Adam and Eve fell by disobeying the word of God. You know, there's always instructions. I know now they're saying even with that new movement, you know, when the new movement come in, they start telling you, you know, we don't do things the way we used to. The Bible says that the basic foundational truth, we are to stay on that old path. Look for that old path. Go back to the old time way. Go back to biblical truth, the basic foundation. You know, everything has to have a foundation. You know, and on Christ the solid rock, I saw other ground is sinking things. That's what you better tell the devil, because there's a lot of people sinking, just like quicksand. I mean, it came in, it was like I said, this new movement, which, you know, when it says witchcraft and the charismatic movement came in with all this pagan and occult practices and things that people, you know, was not keeping your guard up. That's why he told us to watch and pray, because he knew that they were going to sneak in, that the enemy was going to creep in and try to take you away from truth. That's why it's so important to stand on God's word. Read the word of God for yourself. These pastors came in and start having these conferences, and people start getting their eyes off of the word of God and start looking to me. And they get up there for hours and talk and talk and talk and just took their mind way away from the word of God. That's the charming part. That's the smooth talking. You know, the enemy, he comes in, he's cunning. He's slick, you know. So that's why, you know, the word of God right here, he said, if it comes through any other door, now it's many ways. Many doors are open. Many windows are open. No, there's only one way. Jesus is still the only way. He's the only way. He's the truth, and he's life. To everyone that will receive him, accept Christ in your life before time is too late. Verse 7 says, Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door. There are not many ways. There are not many doors to get to God. The enemy has used these leaders to take you away from truth. Run for your life. Get back into the word of God for yourself. Jesus said, I am the door. He is still the door. He said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. He's still repeating it. I am the door. Jesus is the door. Satan wants you to think that he's the door. Lucifer wants you to think that he's the door. No, Jesus said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's why he came. That's what Jesus came for, to save men from their sin. That's what the church is for. I mean, there's no need for the church. There's no need for the preachers. You can do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say. Where are the gatekeepers? The Bible, you know, talks about the watchmen. They turn to dumb dogs. Let's go to Isaiah 56 and 10. I didn't say it. The word of God said it. He said it becomes, you know, like dumb dogs. Isaiah 56 How did it become a dumb dog? For money. For money. This is sick. And I think this is sick. It's in his watchmen of the line. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. And did I say that? Get your Bible and read. It says they are all these leaders that are supposed to be watchmen, will be gatekeepers, watching out for men's souls. He said they're all a dumb dog. He said they cannot box. They won't even say nothing. They won't even tell you the truth. He said they sleep and they're laying down and loving to some. He said, yea, they are greedy dogs. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew, he called them vipers and snakes. I mean, he said, oh, God, don't say nothing like that. Well, let's read. He said, yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, what, have enough money, right? And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They are all looking to their own way, to God's way, not giving you what thus saith the Lord. They are looking to their own way, feeding their own bellies. They, you know, running out of money. They're sellouts. They sold out like Judas, betraying Jesus. That's what these leaders are doing today. Everyone for his gain. You see it? Everyone for his gain. Gain what? Money from his quarters. He said, come ye, say they, I will fetch wine and I will fill ourselves with strong drink. You know they're going back. You know they're going back to the liquor bottle now. Preaching about deliverance, but they ain't delivered themselves. And tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. Ain't that something? Call them dumb dogs. That's what they are. Watching if they're not watching for your soul. You know? And he also told them Jeremiah 23, let's go there. You're talking about these leaders now. How can you hear without a preacher? And if the preacher ain't preaching the word of God, how are people going to be delivered? How are you going to be set free? How are you going to know right from wrong? How are you going to know truth and error? If they don't preach it. You know? Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 1 says, whoa, hold up. It said, whoa, be unto the pastor that destroys and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against these pastors, they feed my people, yet have scattered my flock and driven them away. Look at the house of God. They've driven the people that once, you know, wanted to seek after God. They no longer seeking God. They're doing whatever they want to do. And these pastors are doing the same thing. He said, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon them the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Payday is coming. These pastors are getting God away. You know? Yeah. But payday is coming. Payday is coming. These people's souls. It's all about something. This is Zechariah chapter 11. This one's talking about foolish shepherds. These pastors. Oh, my God. He said, thus, 11 and verse 4 said, thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter. He possesses slaves them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherd pities them not. They don't care. They don't care, no. Yeah. You think they feel anything pity for you? No. He said, for I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. But lo, I will deliver the men, everyone, into his neighbor's hand and into the hands of the king, and they shall smite the land, and out of their hands I will deliver them, and I will feed the flock of the slaughter, even you, O the poor of the flock. And I took unto me two stars, and one I called beauty, and the other I called band, and I fed the flock. 10, the Lord said unto me, cast it into the potter a goodly price. See, it was all about money, that I will prize at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. You know, that's what Judas did. He took the money, and then he tried to get the money back. He felt guilty about betraying Jesus. You think these pastors feel guilty about what they're doing? No, they don't. But Judas felt pity. He felt sorry for what he did, and then he went to return the money. But this was called blood money. So they couldn't put the money back in the treasury. So what they had to do, they went and purchased a field and called it the potter's field. And that's where Judas was. He was taken to the potter's field. And you know what? A lot of these people that's in the potter's house, the one who set up all these conferences here and there, the potter's house, you know what I'm talking about, the potter house. He think he's the potter and think you the clay. He molding you and making you. And he has his series out, I think, called Shaping the Nation. Oh, yeah, the devil using different ones. Different leaders have sold out to betray you for money. Yeah, betray you for money. He said, then I will cut asunder my other staff, even bands, and I might break. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee the instruments of the foolish shepherd. These are foolish shepherds. They sold out for 30 pieces of silver. That's how much they used to purchase a slave. They said that's the least money that anyone would even get back, you know, back then. Was the 30 pieces of silver. What would you give in exchange for your soul today? These leaders have sold out. Y'all better get in your word and read and seek God like never before, because it's all about your soul. It's all about your soul. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm an ambassador for the Lord. And what an ambassador is a representative for God. I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak. I sure am. As long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to speak the truth, so that men and women can be set free. Jesus came to restore us back where Adam and Eve failed. That's where the separation came in. You know? But we got to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus is still the way. Still the truth. He's the life. Jesus is still the door. You must come through the door. T.D. Jakes said in one of his videos in the conference, the woman that I lose, he said, y'all going to forget everything y'all know. Everything you know about Jesus, you get ready to kiss it goodbye. And Lord knows, you look around. Woman, thou art loose. Look around. Look at the women. Look at the young women today. Look back at the old videos, faces, compare it with what you see today. People are loose. Women are loose like never before. This world has changed. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, I mean, it's just changed. It's going down. Everything is going down. But the word of God. Come on, run for your life before time is too late. Things ain't getting no better. The world is getting worse and worse and worse. Every day you hear a murdering family, you know, taking out loved ones' lives. I mean, whole families. I think just today I heard there was a family of six, two young boys, you know, plotted to kill themselves. But not only just themselves, they decided they would kill their mama, dad, and the other siblings along with them. The spirit of murder is in the land. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's his mission, to destroy the church, to destroy, you know, to destroy people. the saved and the unsaved. The ones that he don't have, he want them back, and the ones that he got, he want to keep you. So, you know, now, you know, they're saying that there's many ways to God. So, you know, everybody's going up under that same umbrella. They call it one world religion, one world, you know, system. You know, everybody going up under that, you know. You can be a Buddhist worshiper, you can be Muslim, you can be snake worshiper, you know, all these different religions. Come on. Jesus is still the way. There are not many ways to God. I heard Jamal Bryant say that you're going to forget everything that you've known about churches going out the window, too. So it's so many that's connected. Come on, look at the pieces to the puzzle. You hear Creflo Dollar talking about he ain't going to go to heaven and be broke. You know, when he get there, you know, he be broke. He ain't going to need no money in heaven. See, it's just foolishness. This is what the Bible is talking about, these foolish shepherds, these foolish pastors, changing the word of God and turning, you know, truth into an error, into lies, preaching another Jesus that, you know, Bible warned us that the seducer was coming and seduce you and take you away from truth. Don't let him do it. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Oh, there's just so much going on and so much, you know, you see the word of God, that truth is falling in the street. It sure has. It truth has fallen in the street. You know, it's just so much going on. There's just so much that I see. You know, it's very disturbing. You know that the church is supposed to be powerful. You wish women would represent Jesus Christ and his power. His power to save you. His power to heal you. His power to deliver you. His power to keep you. But we look around today. There's so much. Just lost my husband. You know, and the enemy, you know, be trying to talk to you. You know, tell you, you just need to give up. And, you know, throw me in the towel as far as ministering, you know, ministering the word. But I'll never give up on God. You know, sometimes you may give up on people, you know, men. But, you know, I will never give up on God. He's been a healer for me. He's been a deliverer for me. He's been my keeper. He's been my mother. When my mother was gone, he is. Then everything he said he would do for me, and I'll never let go of my God's hand. Never let go of his unchanging hand. His hand is the only one that have not changed. My God's hand is the only one that have not changed. And I just thank him, and I just praise him. I love him, Lord, with all my heart. You know, I don't claim to be a preacher, but I know how we're supposed to be living, and that's righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. That's what the Bible said. None but the righteous. He wants to be holy. He wants to be righteous. He wants to live right. It's just righteous living. You know? Just doing the right thing. You know? Seeking the word of God like never before. You know? I just thank him on today. He's worthy of all the praise. And I thank you for the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for delivering me. And if he delivered me, he'll deliver you. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. What he did for me or what he'll do for you. He's not a respecter, you know. I thank him on today. Let's go to Romans. Lord, I thank you for your word. It's a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. I must keep my focus, my trust, my hope is in the true and living God. Even if you have to walk alone, I look and I see how my husband used to minister to people and then you look and you turn around and you look and you see how everybody is turning away from truth and you know, and they're just doing whatever they want to do. And but there's a price to pay for doing whatever you want to do. The Word of God said the wages of sin is death. You don't have to believe it, but you'll receive it. If you don't receive Christ, hell is going to be your home. You can't live any kind of way here, you know, and do whatever you want to do and think you're going to make it in heaven. These people are lying to you. I was looking, and I saw my pastor's wife had put us in and went down to the graveyard. And the Bible tells us don't do that. We don't go to the graveyard and visit the dead. You need to go and read in the book of Deuteronomy. You need to go and read. No, God said don't do that. We don't talk to the dead. We don't pray to the dead. It used to be a time all you saw was years ago was most of the people over in China and places like that, they worship the dead, and you go into the nail shop and places like that, they got food set out for the dead. The dead can't do nothing. They can't eat the food. You know, the enemy's deceiving you. I saw the pastor's wife and her children went down to the grave, and they, you know, down there saying stuff, and I guess saying and doing all kinds of things at the graveyard, and because it was the young lady's father's birthday. And then they went home and then all sit around the table, got food and celebrating. God told us we don't do that. We don't do that. No, we don't do that. You know, the church has really lost. They have really lost. You know, you need to stick with the word. You need to get in your Bible and go back to your basic foundation of truth. Enemy has come in like a flood on a lot of people's lives, and he's taking you away from truth. Where is the power of the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? Ain't nobody talking about the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody talking about being saved. Ain't nobody talking about being set free and delivered in this last hour. All they're talking about is the sin. What I want. You know, there's no good thing in the flesh. You need to kill that flesh. No good thing in your flesh. And that's what the enemy is using. He's deceiving people with your flesh. And you tell your flesh, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Now, this is what the pastor told the people. Well, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Well, it is a power of God unto salvation to what? Everyone. I don't care whether it's red, yellow, black, or white. He said to everyone that believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks, who are glorying him is the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, y'all. Revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, that the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. The wrath, the judgment of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. These leaders are not preaching and teaching you truth. It said because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it unto them, these are supposed to be the leaders, who are the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they will be without excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. We know truth. We know basic foundation of truth. We know that on Christ, the solid rock, we're supposed to be standing all other ground and single stand. So when they tell you, you know, it's a new thing now. God said there's nothing new under the sun. When they tell you, you can do whatever you want to do, and, you know, you can mix the world and the church together. No, he said, come out from amongst them and be separate, saith the Lord. And when Christ come in your life, he said the whole all things become new. The things you used to do, you don't want to do no more. The places you used to go, you don't want to go no more. You know, he makes a difference. When Christ come in your life for real, there's a change that comes in your life. Verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither their thankful, but became vain in their imagination. That's where the church is today. You're vain in your imagination. You know, it's just in and everything going now. And their foolish hearts are darkened. They're saying that they see the light, but you don't see the light. You're walking in darkness. The word of God said they're professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. That's what we're seeing. Foolish shepherds today have led you away to slaughter, like a person leading the pigs to the slaughter, to be slaughtered, the slaughterhouse. That's the house where they kill hogs and pigs and stuff, you know. Slaughter, just slice up the pig, you know, the slaughterhouse. That's what they're doing. They treating you like animal, like you are, you know. They have deceived you. He said, and changing the glory of the uncorruptible God, uncorruptible, not corruptible. All you see in the house of God today is corruption. I mean, you do whatever you want to do, praise dancing, women throwing up their legs, the men's got a problem, and a lot of these men are the pastors themselves, and they're seducing the little boys and little girls. Oh, my God, never heard of so much mess in the house of God, corruption in the house of God. Come on, bless for your life. The word of God saying, changing the glory of the uncorruptible God into images made like corruptible men. That's what you're seeing today. And to birds of four-foot beasts and creeping things. It said, look, what God also gave them up to uncleanness, so the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own body between themselves. To change the truth of God. That's what these leaders have done. They are leading you away. You have changed the truth into a lie. They're telling you, you know, they're speaking philosophy, man's thoughts to you today. And they are, even T.D. Jakes, I heard him speaking evolution and stuff. I mean, oh, my God, y'all got to wake up and cry for your life. He said, therefore, God gave them up to the uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. Never have I seen so much mess. You go on Facebook and you see these people, these women, they have no regard for their body. Their children is doing the same thing. Oh, my God, we're living in the time as it was in the Noah's days. They were eating, drinking, and marrying and giving in marriage. They just doing in and everything. Men with men and women with women. All that stuff that the word of God warned us is right back again. Just like Jesus brought the flood, but you know what he said? It won't be water, but it's going to be fire next time. People didn't believe it when they said it. Nobody believed that there was going to be a flood because they had never flooded before. And it's the same way today. People don't believe that Jesus is coming. But, oh, yes, he's coming. Oh, yes. Some people say, why taking him so long to come? It's taking him so long to come because he's giving you a chance to get right. His grace and his mercy towards you. That's why. That's why, because he said he don't want any to perish. He don't want any to be lost. That's why he's giving you a chance to get yourself together, to invite Christ in your heart and in your life so that you can make heaven your home. That's why. But I tell you, you better be like the five wise, not the five fools. You better have some oil in your lamp because Jesus is coming. He said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. They worshiping these men that were created by God more than you worship the creator. Jesus Christ, he created you, not T.D. Jakes, not George Meyer, not none of these people, Joy Osteen, none of these people created you. It was God himself. It was he who made us and not we ourselves. These men didn't make you. They got to stand before God just like you. They got to give an account just like you. They got to die just like you, rich or poor. They got to go. Two facts, one that you were born and one that you're going to die. And every man and woman going to give an account for what you've done. These people that you led astray and away from truth, you're going to give an account. Just like in Ezekiel, you say, woe be unto them that, you know, don't warn that wicked man of his wickedness. You're going to have blood on hands. You'll have blood on your hands because you knew truth, you know, but you cashed it in. What would you give in exchange for your soul? You cashed it in for money. You know, people just doing whatever you want to do, but there's a price for doing whatever you want to do. The wages of sin, which is doing whatever you want to do, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Run for your life. Jesus, soon will come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask that your hand will be upon us today. Continue to minister to us, that we may minister to those around about us. Most of all, Lord, let us live the life that's pleasing in your sight. Let us be ambassadors for you, O God, standing up for righteousness, representing you well, O God, in the earth, O God. We say we're in this world, but not of this world. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue just to minister to those that are still holding on to the bloodstained banner, God, still holding up righteous, standing up for righteousness, O God. Help them to stand and help us all to stand. And those that don't know you and ponder their sin, we pray that you deal with their heart and their minds before time is too late, that they will run like never before. We know that you're soon to come. Help us be that ready church. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. And I bless you. Be the church. Be ready. Call us.